turn up the level of us in our own headphones, because I've been doing that.
And I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
can listen to our own show as it happens. I really get the fan experience.
You don't have to listen to yourself again if you hear yourself once.
Oh, that's 90% of the reason I do a podcast in the first place, is so that I can listen to one and actually chime in, which I can't do when I'm listening to most podcasts.
You can, but they look at you funny on the train.
I often find myself pausing podcasts to insert my own bits. Like just a few days ago, I paused Citations Needed. And I was like, well, look, here's your citation. I know that you needed this.
Boom.
Listen, Adam, I think that makes a lot of sense. Why don't you talk a little bit more about how Bolivia has treated the indigenous people?
Listen, Nima, I got a great citation for you. It's by a guy called Bofa.
You just, Bofa Morales.
Prank people that you're listening to?
While I'm listening to them, yeah.
Well, like, every time I'm listening to Citations Needed and they, like, kind of get off on a riff and they actually tell a joke, I'm like, yeah, keep doing that. And then they are like, you can hear in their voices, they get embarrassed. They're like, we need to go back to being journalists. I'm like, yeah, you should just do an episode one time, like April Fool's episode or whatever, where you're just like raunchy comedians the whole time. I would live for that.
Well, it's funny because I subscribe to that. Maybe I'll tell you this afterwards. But I subscribe to their Patreon, and on some of their episodes, like, Adam will just be like, you know what? Fuck you, Joe Biden.
That rules.
So
I think it was a regular episode recently where they're talking about Mayor Pete, and he was just like getting mad, and he was like, it's so smarmy, it's such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he just got genuinely mad about
it. Can you
Mayor
imagine
Pete.
That the people listening to this wish they could do that to us? They're like, fuck you, Chris.
Pause and tell us to have better takes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, another,
that's a dog
another,
shit take, John.
Another,
fuck you.
Another fucking, like, half-assed hack joke from Todd and more tanky bullshit from Bryn.
Yeah, well, that's what you're gonna get. Yeah.
John said he adds hot water to his coffee so he can keep drinking it longer.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? That's what psychopaths do. Fuck this podcast.
Yeah, unsubscribed for coffee abuse.
I'm going to leave a really angry 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Don't listen to this. 5 stars.
It's the equivalent of like giving someone 5 stars on Lyft, where it's like, listen, this guy drove like a maniac. He was half falling asleep. I tipped him 40% and gave him 5 stars because, I mean, he's got to eat. Like, Todd and John and everyone, they've got to eat, you know.
Yeah, it's hard out there.
I gave him 5 stars, but like, do better.
Yeah.
Do we have any good reviews lately?
There's some very nice ones.
Yeah,
too.
I was thinking if there's some funny ones, we should read them on the show.
I'm pulling them up right now. Let's see if we have any recent ones.
Just trawling through those reviews.
November 13th. Came for the mids, stayed for a word that is cut off. best podcast on the left.
True.
Very true.
Yeah.
Factual.
A podcast about my favorite things. Smunk and Doinks and punching Joe Biden directly in his shriveled old dong.
That's right.
Hell yeah. That rules.
That is true.
That's the show. Yeah, hell yeah. If you want us to read your review on the show, you know, all you got to do is leave one. We'll probably read it eventually.
It really helps people find the show.
It makes us look cool. It's like, oh, everyone loves them. They're so cool. I wish I was friends with someone that cool. Maybe I'll imagine it while I cry while listening to the show.
Every single host is basically the Marlboro Man, but for mids.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm listening to Citations Needed, and I'm like, Adam's my best friend.
I wish I could.
What if instead of listening to like a podcast and trying to insert your riffs, you were like a DJ and you were trying to beat match between two podcasts on two different decks?
Ooh. Ooh, now that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, you get kind of weird with it. You're like Neil Cicerega, and it's like, all right, check this out. Somehow I have This American Life, and then it leads directly into Cumtown, and then that flips back, and then it's on Citations Needed, but then there's also like Chapo underneath that, and it all flows seamlessly somehow.
Like, more like This American wife
wife guy. This American,
this American
email
wife
I
guy
like.
This American wife fell off a cliff.
I listen to every episode of This American Wife Guy. That would definitely be my like Pawn Stars, like just nothing else to do, drinking, listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Every week we bring you a wife, bring you different kinds of stories about that wife. Number one, Cliff Wife.
Revolutionary Left Radio Lab.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
how's that going?
Oh, very good.
I like that.
I'd listen to that show.
I mean, the lab is the revolution, right? The lab of revolutionary socialism science.
It's like, not a lab. It's actually just a rap show, but it's a bunch of like hotep rappers and they call it their lab. Revolutionary, lyrical, spiritual, mystical.
The revolutionary, evolutionary, heavenlutionary.
We're in the lab, brothers.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That'd be good.
Beep, beep, letters.
Well, speaking of rapping, Juice WRLD has died. Oh. And I'm very, very upset about it.
It's a massive bummer.
I don't know. This keeps happening. We've talked about on the show, Lil Peep died.
I mean, you listen to Death Race for Love and it's like, this guy is going to die early. But the fucked up thing is that it was a seizure. And it's like, we don't know if that was like congenital or I don't know, fucking medical shit. But like, was it a hereditary thing or was it like some kind of...
I don't think anybody knows.
Withdrawal thing?
Yeah, like, who knows? Withdrawals from a lot of like benzos and stuff like that can cause seizures. So who knows what it is? I mean, it just sucks that a lot of these emo rappers are kind of like dying incredibly young. I mean, this guy was only 21. 21!
His birthday was 5 days ago.
He'll never release a fucking follow-up to that record, which is... absolutely flawless,
it's
and you should all
shame.
You should all go listen to Death Race for Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe instead of doing the rest of the episode, we should just play that whole album. It's like an hour and change. Yeah.
It's great.
Fill up time. Yeah, it's great.
Please stop this show and listen to that album. It's fantastic.
And you better come back. I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
All right, they're back. Okay, good. They came back.
Seriously, R.I.P. Jared. We loved you very much, and it's a damn
makes you think.
It's very sad.
So we're gonna have a moment of silence, and I'm gonna hit this chillum.
Okay. There you go.
Oh yeah, let me get my doink pen.
Oh, I'll smoke that before we go to the Trump.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Yeah, pass me some of those mids.
Oh, this is not mids. This is perp shit. Whoa. It's extremely purple.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
And that's why I took a very little hit.
I'm just chillum in Cedar Rapids.
Not a good... Too soon, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, enough being said. Jared would not have wanted this. Now we're going to laugh at Trump. I feel like we haven't talked about Trump enough on this show in a long time because it's just like, as we've said probably before, like he's just an everlasting wellspring of really stupid takes, and you just get numb to it after a while.
It's kind of like this low background hum that's really irritating, but it's just always there and you get used to it. It's like
Trump is just fucking like Rodney Dangerfield but racist on the mic now.
Oh my god,
he does have the energy of like a boomer comic a lot of the time, like the way he like works a room and like talks to the crowd and like points at people and like feeds off the energy.
Oh yeah,
he's just a comedian. Like late at night when Trump can't sleep because he's so hopped up on Sudafed and he just like can't get it out of his system yet, he like tries to lull himself to sleep by watching Andrew Dice Clay videos on YouTube.
Maybe it's Trump's like inner world is so hard to imagine. Like whenever I try to imagine him like laughing at something or like finding anything like beautiful or like interesting, I don't know, I just feel like his brain is just like a monster truck rally constantly.
I know what Trump is putting on. He's going on Netflix, he's going to the comedy special section, he's putting on fucking Jeff Dunham.
and
Jeff
is.
Foxworthy.
Yeah,
just
probably.
A bunch of Jeffs. Like Donald Trump just loves a good Jeff.
Yeah, except for Sessions.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, he loves Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
He just loves his Jeff. We love our Jeffs, folks.
We love our Jeffs, folks.
And we love it.
And Sessions, he like gave a chance. He was like kind of mad because he was like, "How are you going to be a fake friend when your name's Jeff? My boys That's are right. always Jeff."
Anyway, so Donald Trump was speaking to a pro-Israel Jewish group called the Israeli American Council, and he said some really wild shit. He said he referred to them. To their face, as brutal killers and not nice people. But you have to vote for me because what are you gonna do?
we gotta pull up this clip. All right.
I gotta hear this clip.
A lot of you are in the real estate business because I know you very well. You're brutal killers, not nice people at all. But you have to vote for me. You have no choice. You're not gonna vote for Pocahontas. I can tell you that.
He's killing.
They're all cheering. Yeah,
you're not gonna vote for the wealth tax. Yeah, let's take 100% of your wealth away. No, no. Even if you don't like me, some of you don't. Some of you I don't like at all. And you're going to be my biggest supporters because you'll be out of business in about 15 minutes if you take it.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He's the guy in the mob movie that, like, he's clearly, like, he's a mob guy. He's mobbed up. But he's like, let me call my Jew.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely talking to them with the same language as Mexicans. Like, yeah. They're bringing rapists. They're criminals.
Terrible killers. Some of you I don't like.
It's like, you're all awful, but you're going to vote for me,
the
right?
The most psycho shit, though, is that he's killing.
They love it. Yeah,
they love it. The crowd is going fucking wild.
Dude, because he and everybody in that audience just got done watching The Irishman the night before.
They loved it.
Oh, they do. They did have a Jew in that movie. They had the mafia guys always have the token Jew. Mm-hmm. How sign up to be the token Jew of a mafia group, like a group chat?
But you're not good at money. You can't be the money guy.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, like or go to law school or, know one of them since childhood.
The mountain of magic cards proves that you're not the money guy.
those are investments, probably.
They are investments. Of all of the hundreds of dollars I spent on magic cards, there was one time where a card actually went up in value.
Right.
And I'm counting that as a win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am.
People really do make their money like prospecting in magic cards, though. There's guys who watch the market like a hawk and like keep up with the meta and do the whole buy and sell thing.
Oh, it sucks ass. I just want to play with magic cards. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a hobby. And people will buy them and flip them just like it's fucking Supreme or something.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
That's really weird.
And
but
they're not going to vote for the wealth tax, okay? They're not going to vote for Pocahontas.
it's Trump giving a speech to like Hypebeast, and it's like, I see you all out there. You have your Supreme. I know y'all are resellers. You're brutal killers. You're always first in line. You got the bots, but you got to vote for me. What, you want the wealth tax? Warren's going to take away your Supreme headband, your Jordan 1s, your Yeezys. You're not even going to have
them. You'll never get off-white again, folks. You'll never.
Never. No off-white. Bye-bye.
Virgil will be in jail. The Yeezys are too damn high. 1% of the resellers are getting 100% of the Yeezys. I can't even get a colorway that I think is fine to rock with these suits.
Back in the day, a simple pair of shoes to, wear to the basketball court, $10. It was very easy to get. Everyone could get them at the value mark. But now it's $200, $300 just for shoes.
I wore PF Flyers to the baseball diamond, and that was enough.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trump goes mask off here, but there's another clip that I want to play that's like even more mask off, and it's actually about bathrooms.
Yeah, Trump is clearly a guy who loves talking about bathrooms, but he's like, this is the same flip side of the same coin, right? It's like either insane racist stuff or just regularly insane.
It never makes sense. Yeah. Neither way.
There's so what no you're difference. Saying is he's only racist sometimes, but he's always insane all the time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. He's basically like if you're in like a nursing home where there's a bunch of 80-year-old white dudes and like half of them like have Confederate flags in their room or something. Even no matter how racist they are, there's going to be a lot of time when they're just talking about bathrooms because like they got to think about their bowel
ancient,
movement.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
old and they got to think about their health and shit.
Right, Trump is 100% racist 70% of the time.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times as opposed to once. They end up using more water. So EPA is looking at that very strongly, at my suggestion.
Folks, we're gonna be implementing a nationwide policy of if it's mellow, let it yellow. If it's brown, flush it down, folks. Don't we love to flush it down?
Does anyone know what he's talking about?
I don't.
Like, does he have any?
It's an EPA thing. He in his mind, somebody told him that. Like we flush toilets every like this many times a day, but his mind is yogurt, and his mind is conflated that with people are flushing that many times every time they go, and it's like, and then in his mind he was like, I must be the first guy who's figured out that maybe if people stop flushing 10 times, we could solve this global warming thing.
Well, and also it's probably corroborated in his mind by his personal anecdotal evidence, because I bet he takes horrific shits that just won't go down the toilet. Oh, and he's just like, oh, Jimmy Carter installed these terrible low flow toilets. I have to call the EPA.
Yeah, I don't know if this is how it works, but Donald Trump is our first thick president.
Well, I mean, wait, you mean like in the modern era? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Taft, in the modern era.
Taft had a thick. Big fucking juicy dumper.
His dump Taft truck got him stuck in a damn bathtub, right?
I'm not talking about a lard ass. I'm talking about a thickness.
Yeah. Right? A thick bitch.
Donald Trump, yeah, has a badonkadonk. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it works this way, but he's just like most of his body is working on getting it out. And I think he's just destroying toilets.
Bryn, you
think he's
DM
just like contorting
where...
his ribs and like his entire midsection trying to take a shit?
Yeah.
Because all he's eaten for the last 35 years is McDonald's and Diet Coke.
Trump got his two bottom ribs removed so he could take better shits.
That's a classic move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good move, and I think the reason that Trump is anti-universal health care is because he doesn't want everybody else to get that surgery and be as happy as he is with it.
Yeah, but this guy is incredibly deteriorating and, you know, probably won't get impeached. We haven't really talked about, I'm sure most of the other political podcasts that are not on this side of the fence are talking about how Donald Trump is going to be impeached, but I don't think he is. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy because we have a person who has like frying eggs for a brain in the presidency. Mm-hmm. And we have another guy who also has just jelly in his ears running for president. And people are like, dude, that's so cool.
1% defend the country, but 99% of us owe you. And folks, the press has heard me say this many times, and I used to get criticized for saying this when I first got the United States Senate.
This is 30-something guy.
Kid, I'd say we have a lot of obligations to take care of people in need, to take care of the elderly and the young, etc. We only have one sacred obligation, truly sacred obligation. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We must prepare those and equip those who we send to war, care for their families while they're gone, and take care of them when they come home and their families.
The average age in that room is old enough to qualify for Medicare.
Yeah, it's basically like an AARP meeting in there.
That's why Biden is winning in polls, and yet he's anti-universal health care, because all of his voting base already gets universal health care just from being old as fuck.
Which makes it insane that he told that guy recently that he was too old to vote for him. Did you watch that clip? When he like challenged the guy to push-ups and also an IQ test was like, I don't care, man. You're too old to vote for me. Wow. Yeah. Classic burn, Joe. Really got his ass.
I see exactly one Zoomer in that entire audience.
Which, the guy with like the straight combed bangs or whatever?
That's just Charlie Kirk.
That guy is... something's going on with that guy. There's like a weird dude in like a like fleece jacket. It's like a weird look on his face. I don't know why he's there.
Yeah, at the beginning of the video, when he starts talking, a bunch of people were on their phones and they kind of like looked up and they were like, oh, he's actually saying so. The animated corpse has begun to speak.
That
like,
rules.
Yeah, I mean.
And also someone in a fedora.
That person looks like a Tegan and Sarah fan.
Yeah. They look like they're 25.
This is...
I feel like if you're under 35 and you're voting for Joe Biden, you have to wear a fedora. There's like no other way.
Oh, you're just incredibly stupid. Yeah. If you're voting for Biden and you're a young person, you're like there's something either just wrong with your brain, or I don't know, you're like, you're a proto Hunter Biden. Like you come from a rich family that's going to get you a job, and then you're going to go insane and like just hire prostitutes to shove glass bottles up your ass or something.
Yeah. Maybe you're one of Hunter Biden's many baby mamas.
Ooh.
Half of the room is just there to get child support.
They know what side of the bread their butter is on.
They butter.
Yeah. But you got to admire Hunter Biden for his courage to not be one-upped by Rob Ford and actually smoking crack. That's my favorite.
Yeah, Hunter Biden does a lot of cool things.
Yeah, Hunter Biden seems like a chill bro.
Yeah.
I would definitely smoke him out, you know, if he was just like around at a show.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about this clip is just like Biden is finally, he's talking about the 1% versus the 99%. But it has nothing to do with the 1% versus the 99% that Bernie's been talking about forever, which is economical. He's talking about he's talking to an audience at like some event for I guess members of various branches of the military and police, and saying that there's 1% of people who are in the armed forces that protect the 99% of us.
Oh my God,
that's insane.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's true. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's much more than 1% of America is in the armed forces of some kind. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I Googled it right before we started watching this video. Just the like random thing that popped up on Google said 0.5% are in them. And then there's like an article that's like about 2% are serving or have ever served, like our veterans.
Is it really low?
We don't have a very big...
Does it include cops?
I don't think that would include cops or anything. So if that's what he's talking about, I mean, if he counts cops as like the thin blue line or whatever, that's a lot more.
Right. Well, whatever.
And then you got security guards, obviously.
Yeah,
then,
that's crazy that there's such... It's such an interest then.
An interest in talking about them?
It's just crazy that we have the biggest military of all time, but only 1% of our population is
We got a big country. Yeah, it's like we don't...
0.5, I guess.
Yeah. That's still pretty nuts. That's millions of people.
No, I was just going to say, actually, it's fucking psychotic that that you would have the 1% echoing in your mind and be like, I'm going to call these poor veterans, or maybe not poor, maybe rich veterans, but veterans, the 1%.
I mean, there's only two possibilities, right? It's either Biden's yogurt brain did the same thing that Trump's brain did,
right,
with the other thing, and was like 1%. How can I make that play with my base?
I'm taking it back.
Or some fucking cynical, like, I don't know, 30-something, like, type A careerist, like, in his campaign, came up with talking points for him where it was like, we're gonna take back this Bernie 1% versus 99% narrative, and here's how we're gonna do it. And that is the most just depressingly cynical possibility, but it is plausible.
No, it's depraved, but it's just so strange because I feel like they're living in a different world. Like, who would be like, cool, he said the Bernie thing.
Yeah, like, what is it like, supposed to be cool? That it's like, oh, it's a little in-joke about politics, the 1%, but this is a different 1%.
The 1% that really protects America.
But he's
not
always,
exploits them.
Joe Biden is always acting like he just got one over on one of the other candidates. He's always acting like, you know, he's like, oh, no malarkey. It's like, well, how are we going to afford it? You know, it's like all that shit. It's always designed to be this, like, old person version of a like sub tweet style like fucking shade throwing effort, but it's always it just falls so flat. Mm.
He totally has that energy. Yeah, like if Joe Biden were born, God, I don't even know, 50 years earlier or something, 40,
100 years earlier.
Like if he was like a 30 something right now, he would be the dude on Twitter who is constantly posting black women gifs where they're being sassy or like clapping or something when someone's owned.
Well, those are the only people in their 30s that support him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's also his whole millennial base is like the people who have a like, huge like folder of like black women gifts, even sassier black women gifts.
He would be Jon Favreau.
Just white libs that are obsessed with the Obama years because they think that it was normal for a fucking Nobel Prize winner to be bombing a hospital
and a wedding.
And a wedding.
Yeah. And killing American citizens with no trial.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you, Obama.
Pretty cool. Very peaceful. We love to see it.
Like it doesn't get fucking blasted out there enough that Biden was vice president that whole time.
Right. And that's his whole argument for why he should be president. He was like, I was there.
I did a good
job.
While
this guy was doing all that horrific shit. And I liked it. I love that shit that he did.
Yeah, unreal. We should do more of it.
Well, speaking of absolute batshit insanity, I came across an article recently about a police sheriff in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, who sent a series of emails to Stephen Miller over the last few years. Yeah, apparently sheriffs in this country have a direct email like access to the White House if they want it. I guess it's a county sheriff.
Wait, all sheriffs?
I don't know if all, but at the end of the article, he's talking about, like, I think it's really good and people should feel reassured that sheriffs across the country can contact the White House directly. And I guess this guy sent like 74 emails over the course of his like years sending emails to the White House. And the one that got him written up about was he reported his own church for handing out cards that were like information for immigrants to let them know like how to get situated legally in the country and to like aid them. And they were in their own languages, right? They were not in English. They were in other people's indigenous languages. And he saw that and he sent photographs of it to Stephen Miller. And he was like, just thought you should know about this.
God. Look, you know, you're an extremely cool guy when you're doing exactly the opposite of the guy from Schindler's List.
Yeah, this guy is number one candidate for gulag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like they asked the Catholic Church, they asked the diocese in the area about this. And they were like, yeah, it's part of our mission to help anybody who is a Catholic to, you know, get citizenship and live in accordance with the law and everything. It's just like part of our outreach. So this dude has literally positioned himself further to the right than the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
a rough
pretty
place
hard.
To be politically. Yeah.
Well, if you talk to leftists who are more sympathetic to Christianity, apparently I heard about this as I was talking to somebody. We have a good pope right now. Like, no. like not just not like a fucking, you know, psycho pope.
He's a liberal.
We have like
pope.
An Obama.
Yeah,
he's
we have an Obama pope. You know, it's like better than, you know, the alternative, which is like a fucking, you know, Opus Dei, you know, doing the rope shit where he like puts knots in a rope and slashes his back with it.
Oh yeah.
All of the times he had impure thoughts about like Daffy Duck or something.
So sure. Basically the pope we had right before this one, yeah. What was his name?
Benedict. Yeah, wasn't he literally in the like Hitler Youth as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, so insane.
Didn't he was also the cover-up guy, right? The child sex cover-up pope.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, they all kind of are, but he was like one of the most notable for that.
Having a pope is insane, and we should not have a pope. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like one thing to be like, well, that we have a leader. Like, America has a leader. It's a capitalist system.
Yeah.
But even if we went to a, you know, socialist system, we would have a leader. So it's like, you know, you could say it's like a better than average president would be Bernie Sanders. It's like saying you have a better pope is like, you don't. What the fuck is the point of a pope?
The point of, well, like the legitimacy of the Catholic Church functioning like a state, which it effectively does. It's like a state within a bunch of other states.
It is.
Has been an issue since like the Pope invited the King of Germany over and was like, "Hey, guess what? You're the new Holy Roman Emperor now." What? You know, like. There's so many times throughout history where people have been like, "You know what? Maybe the Catholic Church shouldn't." Do that stuff, or
maybe
be allowed
Catholic
to do that
church
stuff.
Should not. It should
maybe
absolutely.
They should just sit down and shut up and just kind of stop.
I'm pretty sure that like the Pope is also technically the King of Vatican City. Huh. Like that's how that state works.
Because
Vatican City is technically its own country. Like it's a sovereign country.
They own that land.
Yeah, that they own, and like whoever becomes the Pope is also technically like the supreme ruler of like whoever lives there, which is not many people. It's basically like. Whoever works for the Pope and like lives there.
Does Vatican City have any nukes? So do you think the Pope?
I thought you were gonna say Olympic team, but no.
Some fucking like basilica dome in Vatican City just opens up and like it's just like an array of fucking ICBMs that fucking launch, and the Pope is like standing there just saluting.
They're all like mounted on like wheels and pulleys straight out of Da Vinci's notebook and stuff. Like,
oh man, like they've had nukes for all this time and just never have used them.
They have like
Renaissance nukes.
the Vatican has an air force, but it's just like the Da Vinci like corkscrew helicopter
and a couple of birds. Oh,
yeah, well, you know what, if you're a collaborator with literal like Stephen Miller, like the fucking like Goebbels of the fucking Trump administration, like fuck you, like you should just be in a fucking gulag, like fuck this
if
guy.
You're a sheriff period. If you're a fucking county sheriff, fuck you. Like, you fuck up so many people's lives. It's you're like a piece of trash.
Yeah. But it's quit your really job bizarre. I mean, that's, I think that's really scary in general. That,
yeah,
like, it's
terrifying.
That the what is Stephen Miller's job again?
He's like White House advisor or something. I think he's just one of those. Like,
why is he like, okay, all police report to me because we are having a project to like. Do genocide. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's probably it, because he wants to mediate between them and the brown shirts that he talks to on the deep web when he's not fucking taking emails from county sheriffs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for all we know, like, they've had this conversation like on Stormfront or something. Like, they're both posting on Nazi websites and then are like, why don't we email outside of this so it's, you know, looks a little better.
But right, exactly.
Here's my private email. Yeah. Hit me up.
That's probably where he finds these guys. I bet he and Joe Arpaio fucking chit-chat all the time.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of something that I find equally egregious to everything that Stephen Miller is doing, apparently there is an art piece that was displayed in Art Basel called Comedian by the Italian-born sculpture artist Maurizio Cattelan, which is just a banana taped to a wall. That's not art. That's fucking not, that's just not art.
It is art.
It's just art that's bad.
No. The physical fucking banana taped to the wall is not art.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
The act, the performance of taping the banana to the wall and calling it art is a performance art piece, but the
that's an extremely cosmic brain take.
You can literally recreate that exact piece of art, and I'm doing scare quotes here.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong, but you can do them.
Less than a dollar.
I actually really like that take.
Because I'm the argument winner, and I only have good takes.
No, that's not true.
Like, it was really more like the trying to price it at $12,000
or $120,000.
Yeah, pricing it at that is the real fucking art move. And honestly, that's what kind of like sickens me and makes me hate the art world in general.
Well,
like,
no, it's awful.
Damien Hirst can suck my fucking ass. I have no respect for Brit art. I have no respect for any of this bullshit where you're just like, oh, look at me. I farted something stupid out that if like somebody who had to work at a McDonald's or at a hospital or something to make ends meet, you would just be like, fuck you. That's not art. You can't price that this way. But because I've done coke with the right people, I can charge $120,000 for
that,
it.
That is basically
these people
what
should
it
kill
is.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, doing this kind of money, like this is just money laundering.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
I don't think I personally do like the idea that this is remnants of art rather than art itself.
Yeah.
But I still think by any definition that tracks, like, it has to be art just because that's how it has to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I can just find something on the sidewalk and look at it and say that it's art.
Hell
and
yes,
like my act of interpreting it brings it into that realm. So whether something is or isn't art is like a bit of an empty qualification. Anyway.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is if it's good art or bad art or meaningful art or stupid art.
It's bad. But it's funny because there's a lot of people like Damien Hirst, and I haven't researched this guy. I wish I did, because I would like to have a more full understanding of what this person was going for. Because my guess is that it's some sort of take on the commodification of art, but mm-hmm. like, it's so funny that all of these artists like Damien Hirst and Jeff Koons and this guy all do the same thing. They're like, what if art was really stupid and you still paid me a gazillion dollars for it? It's like, okay, that's not that interesting to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, so after this, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the fucking bodega and I'm going to buy a roll of duct tape and I'm going to buy a bunch of bananas and I'm going to tape 6 bananas to the wall in exactly the same fashion. I'm going to post a fucking post on Twitter and be like, yo, selling these shits, $120,000 or best offer.
Yeah. I will happily retweet you, Todd, for making
six
pieces of art.
You got to give it a pretentious title first, though, like Donkey Kong in Distress or something. And then that's what makes it worth over $100,000.
Right. But I mean, like, if you know anything about art, like Duchamp found a fucking urinal and put it in a gallery. He didn't make any money off it because we didn't have the sort of like capitalist insanity going on, you know, there was no system of money laundering by the ruling class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was just making a philosophical question, which is at the time, I think, fairly interesting of like, why isn't this art?
Yeah.
I signed my banana tape to the wall
would have been a great art piece like a couple of hundred years ago, without a doubt.
If somebody in 1875
had done this, I would have been like, damn, homie, really thinking outside the box. We owe you a great debt. But doing it in 2019, I'm just like, go fuck yourself, dude. I have so much more like important things to do with my time and my mental energy than argue with chuds on the internet about a banana taped to the wall.
It's incredibly trite.
I'll literally come up with a better art piece than that right now, okay? Here's my art piece, all right?
Let's do it.
Instead of a banana taped to a wall, it's a gun taped to a police officer's head.
Boom. Done.
Love
it. I'd pay $100,000 for that, just like right off the bat. We can start the bidding now.
I would put all of our Patreon money into funding that.
Oh yeah, this sucks ass. I maintain my take, which is the objectively correct take, that the banana itself, the physical banana, is not the art. The art was the act of doing that, and it's a money laundering thing, so it's clearly not worth
it. I like it. I think it's slightly incorrect, but
it's objectively correct.
That's not how the truth works.
The only question that remains at this point is, did the gallery pay the licensing fees for the performance of John Cage's 433 that they were playing the entire time? Everybody was looking at these pieces. Sorry.
Did you guys watch the clip of the guy eating the banana also?
Yeah. Somebody ripped it off the fucking wall and ate it,
and then security
absolute
escorted him out.
Hero. Yeah. What a fucking genius and a god. Whoever that is has all my respect.
He's the snack king.
Does that mean they can like charge him for destroying property worth $100,000 or like grand theft or something?
No, it said he was a well-known performance artist.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the artist said that he was like, no, it's supposed to, the banana will rot. You'll have to replace it. of course, you can't have it there forever.
Yeah. I brought a painting home. The colors are going to drip off of it every 7 or 8 days, and I'm going to need you to repaint it from scratch. Don't worry. It's only worth $120,000.
That actually would be a cool art piece, like an art piece that dissolves and you have to like redraw it yourself constantly. And that would be better than this. Yeah,
it's actually the same thing.
That's like when Hillary Clinton and Howard Stern were trying to like make fun of the left, like everybody gets free chocolate milk. Like, you just came up with a great policy proposal. Andrew Yang, instead of like his UBI, was like, hey, you know what? Everybody gets chocolate milk. He'd be doing better in the polls than he is now.
That's such a fucking pussy thing to say. It's like,
I fucking hate that.
How often is chocolate milk cost money? Like, who is a chocolate milk like a commodity that no one can have or something? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, so in the clip, the thing they were talking about is that like, I think Howard Stern brings this up first, and he was like, I noticed that Bernie, when he was running against you, you would have some policy proposal, and then he would be like, oh, what about free college? And then I think it's Hillary is like, yeah, it's like if somebody's running for fifth grade class president, and they're like, oh, free chocolate milk. So she was saying like someone in elementary school would be like trying to get all the kids on his side by saying free chocolate milk for all.
Sounds good.
That's a genius elementary schooler, and I would vote for them.
I know. It's so funny that Hillary is like, that's what she imagines. Like, she'd be running against someone who's like, everyone gets chocolate milk. And she's like, I think we have to respect our teachers a little more. And also, if you all band together, we could probably get a little more homework done. So that's part of my policy proposal. And then she gets absolutely owned. And she's
Hillary is such a fucking psycho that she thinks that it would be bad if schools gave free food to fifth graders.
Yeah.
It's already like the low income kids get milk for like 5 cents or something, or at least that's how it was when I was in school. Like, kids, you got like reduced, like free lunches also could buy a milk for like 5 cents.
You have to pay for the lunch?
Oh, yeah, it's not free. If you're poor, you get it free, I think, and like free breakfast and stuff.
Why
but, yeah,
do they keep giving this piece of shit a fucking platform? Hillary Clinton, go to an active combat zone not wearing a fucking bulletproof vest challenge.
I think more
importantly. Get fucking killed.
I think more importantly, Howard Stern, apologize for doing what you did. As a fellow radio host,
our colleague Howard Stern.
You are in deep shit. For fucking having Hillary Clinton on and not asking her about Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
I've never been this betrayed by a Hillary Clinton guest spot since the last time I watched Broad City.
You are as bad as Trevor Noah now, Howard Stern, dumb old bitch.
Well, what I heard was that Howard Stern now does some sort of like meditation.
Lame.
Yeah
he's
sense.
Like, he got into meditating and now he's less edgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes to the fucking Whole Foods and he buys pre-sliced melon for $10 in a little plastic thing. He's like, wow, I'm a regular fucking Mahatma Gandhi.
Shut up, bitch.
All right. Well, speaking
apologize,
of the...
apologize, Howard Stern. Beetlejuice is spinning in his grave.
Speaking of the political equivalent to taping a rotting banana to a wall and trying to sell it for $120,000, Michael Bloomberg, he is fucking running. He is white knuckling this shit. He would fucking shoot his own children in the face if it meant there was a chance that he could prevent Bernie Sanders from getting elected. And he's paying his field organizers $6,000 a month.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah, that's so much more money than I make now.
That's a lot of money.
That's way more money than I make.
What do they even do? Like, just go knock on doors and like have people go talk to people about Mike Bloomberg? Like,
let's check out the job listing.
Yeah, let's see what you got to do.
Building a team of talented, hardworking colleagues to share Mike's vision for America. Why do you need to share Mike's vision for America? Just put on Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you help Mike? Field organizer, you'll execute overall field strategy, blah, blah, blah. Is the eyes and ears of the campaign responsible? You know, it's just doing events and demographics and try basically just you are part of a marketing team that is trying to laser target every fucking county in the country.
I wonder how hard it would be to sign up for this, do zero work, collect your first paycheck, and just bail.
Ooh, I love that idea.
That would be pretty dope.
Everybody should be doing that.
Like, all right. Flood it with people and like, so there's not actually anyone who wants to be working for him.
All listeners.
Yeah, no,
please
seriously.
Please sign up for this.
Listeners, this is a literal call to action right now. If you have 5 minutes of your time, all right, make a fake resume. Lie on your resume. Lie through your teeth on your cover letter.
Do lie. Yeah.
Write.
Yeah.
Apply for this job. Go to the Bloomberg campaign website and find the jobs board and find the job listing for field organizer and apply. Literal worst case scenario is that for a couple weeks you have to pretend like you have job experience and collect a fucking $3,000 paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you
and
just have
you
to
get,
send
and then you get fired
like,
when they realize that you're not actually like you're just fucking with them. That's the literal worst case scenario. The best case scenario is you collect this paycheck for months. If you're smart, you fake reports that you're actually doing shit and you literally just scam this fucking rich scumbag out of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and if at any point they try not to pay you, they're like, oh, you didn't do the work or oh, you're fired or whatever, just contact us and we'll be the node for all of the people who did this and you guys can all do a class action lawsuit together.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
We can
hell
take down Mike Bloomberg once and for all. I mean, he's got billions and billions of dollars. What's a couple mil off the top?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, also they say like you'll need to have one cycle of political field or comparable political experience or issue related campaign / organizational management is preferred. So they're like, if you've never actually done this before, you can probably still work for us. We don't really care. We just need to
pay
you
have a podcast. Write down that you were a host of BP Pledis for the last
That's
year.
That's right.
Yeah. We've organized people, thousands of people who've come together from different backgrounds to smoke mids. Has Mike Bloomberg ever done
countries?
That? I don't think so. Yeah. International. Has he ever gotten international?
National
I don't think so.
And international listenership.
Yeah. Well, speaking of pretending to be the literal messiah, there's a new video coming to Steam. And it is called I Am Jesus Christ. And it's based on the New Testament, folks. And honestly, I am just fucking waiting until my epic skinned SCAR rifle gets added to this game in the 2.0 update.
This game looks like shit because you can't even fucking shoot anybody.
Yeah, there's no guns.
You can shoot him with love.
I can't believe they didn't go with the Old Testament. There's so much more action in that Testament. New Testament, truly worst Testament.
Yeah, I'm just waiting around until Todd hires someone to make a Halo Man edit so you can like play as the Halo Man and shoot people.
The Halo Man has literally saved more people than Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what the fuck has Jesus ever done?
He saved humankind. What the fuck has Jesus done?
Multiple times.
Yeah.
He saved humankind. Yeah. He saved our asses a few times each. Yeah. It's absolutely true.
The covenant, the flood.
I just can't wait for all the reskins of this and all the speedruns that come with it. Like, I can't wait for somebody to be like, all right, I am Jesus Christ. This GDQ, we're going bad ending, any percent, reskinned with the gotta go fast skin. So it's Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. And he's, the three wise men.
He's blue, and then you just like skip through the walking on water part. You just like can skip through the ocean.
It turns out that while you're turning water into wine, there's actually an input buffer that you can do by abusing the start menu. And it'll let you kind of like skip your way back. So a bunch of the assets from later in the New Testament are actually preloaded behind the manger scene, right? And so if you keep doing the glitch while you walk back to the manger, you can make it into the back half of the game in the first like 10 minutes.
Right, but you can't actually get crucified until you overturn the tables in the tabernacle and all the Jews get mad at you and complain to Pontius Pilate. So you have to do that first. But if you actually hit the right corner just right like this, you can send the table flying all the way into Jerusalem.
that's like the holy grail of skips, because it's like it's just an event flag that you have to trigger. Before you do, the crucifixion won't even load. So, you know, if people ever figure out how to like actually get it to load first by maybe telling the game to set that
and
event flag.
And if we do it just like this, and the nails are going in, folks, we're on the cross.
Time.
Wait.
Yeah, then you have to save the animals.
Can we mod this so that Jesus has guns and then he just guns down the fucking Romans?
Yeah.
Probably. And then jump forward 2,000 years and see what's different when there's like not Christianity. Everything's different.
Yeah.
But it's so annoying because it's like, what are the mechanics of this? The only thing he does in this game is like wave his hands in front of people's faces and they glow golden, and then it's just like a shimmering sound. And
it seems like an educational game.
It's literally a reskin of Bully.
That would be way cooler.
It's an educational game. It's basically like a Rails it's an on Rails RPG where each chapter. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm just assuming from the trailer that it's just a rail RPG where each chapter is like has the exact same ending every time, and you end up. Like from the graphics, like at the end of the chapter, it's like a page from a book, and it's like, oh, and this thing, Jesus did this.
Yeah, it looks like
shit.
Wow,
that sucks ass so much. There's no part where you get to like throw VeggieTales characters at random like passersby and shit. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, got him right in the
back
face.
Back there for my hairbrush. I love VeggieTales.
Never watched it.
Yeah, don't. It's bad.
I had like weird fundamentalist cousins who were Seventh-day Adventists, so instead of watching Saturday morning cartoons, they would watch VeggieTales and also go to church.
Yeah.
And like if I stayed over at their house on a Friday night, I would always regret it like immediately in the morning. I'm like, oh my God, this shit again. And they didn't like, they made the worst bacon. It was often turkey bacon. Like, get your shit together, Protestants.
That sounds like the Flanders on The Simpsons. Like, if Bart stayed over it with Rod and Todd, and they were like, "Hey Bart, we're gonna have turkey bacon and watch VeggieTales."
It was exactly like that, except like in The Simpsons, the Flanders are actually people who live by their values. My cousins were like the most horribly dysfunctional, like functionally non-Christian people I've ever met in my life, who just like desperately cling to religion as their like excuse, basically.
So damn, weird.
Yeah, sucks. You should show them Reddit/r/atheism.
Yeah, right. I should show them this game. I think that like just the choppy graphics and the horrible uncanny valley design of the characters would be enough to make anyone turn to Satan.
Yeah, well, speaking of something that's making me turn to Satan. Elon Musk.
The same guy.
This is a little miniature Elon Watch segment.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Hartford Current, a Tesla on autopilot Saturday morning, so yesterday, we're recording on Sunday, crashed into a state police cruiser. In autopilot mode collided with a state police cruiser early Saturday morning as the trooper was assisting a disabled motor vehicle in the center lane of 95. So realistically, this probably happened in like Southern Connecticut, where all the fucking like rich people that like could come into, you know, live in the Connecticut suburbs, but come into New York City live. So they're all driving like Teslas and Mercedes and shit like this. And this guy, his Tesla just decided to join Antifa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comrade Tesla. Rogue.
Maybe Praxis of the Week.
Yeah. This is Praxis of the Week. And probably, really, it's the rogue programmer who works for Tesla who was like, you know what? Line 120 of code, liberté, égalité, fraternité. And the Tesla was like, I know what you mean, bro. Just slammed into a cop car.
Six Emperor Tyrannus.
I'm imagining it, like the characters in Cars, like the Tesla suddenly has a face and it's like that line of code pops up and it's like, it's like a grin, like a devilish grin on his face, and has like his headlights cocked, and is like, "Hell yeah!" And then speeds up into a cop car.
That's
what I haven't seen. We haven't seen like a Photoshop of one of the cars from Cars, but it's communist. I haven't seen that. Wait, listeners, if you're listening to this, you're beautiful, and we know you've done these Photoshops before. Somebody Photoshop one of the cars from Cars, but it's communist.
Also Photoshop Cars from Cars, but it's all of us. And they're all Teslas.
Is that like having a fursona, having a car sona?
That's a real thing, actually. If you have a car,
fucking way.
If you have a car sona, you are attracted to dragons.
Like the subreddit Dragons Fucking Cars.
That's right.
That's a classic subreddit. Wait, is it like a car sona, like the car anthropomorphic characters from Cars, or just like an actual car? You're like, I'm kind of a Tesla, or I'm kind of like a Ford F-150 or something.
I'm kind of a Tow Mater from the movie Cars. You know, I'm voiced by Larry the Cable Guy. I'm really dumb. It's just, you know, it feels right.
Yeah.
Did anybody get
hurt in this Tesla thing?
It doesn't seem like it. Nobody was seriously injured, but it is apparent that this incident could have been more severe. Those police are always saying, like, it could have been worse. Mm-hmm. I could have spilled my fucking Soylent.
It really?
Yeah, that's their job security. Like, oh, it could have been so much worse than this. Thank goodness I have lightning fast reflexes. I drive like Steve McQueen. That's how I avoided that automated robot that came flying at me like a hurling death machine of black metal. And it was making furtive movements the whole time. I should have known. Yeah, I should have just fired at it preemptively.
Yeah, thank God. The cop's like, it could have been worse. But I had my gun.
If we've learned anything from the UPS shooting, it's that I should have shot at it.
the cop just he sees the Tesla like moving towards him. He runs to the trunk and grabs an M4A1 and just riddles it with 5.56.
Well,
oh man,
danger defeated.
Yeah. Speaking of Elon Watch, did you guys see that he recently won his court case? But the whole pedo guy thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. That sucks so bad. He definitely weaseled his way out of that because, like, the level of slander was just obvious. It should have held up in court so easily.
He's got billions of dollars. Yeah, you're rich because your mommy and daddy owned an emerald mine in South Africa. This is the case with Elon Musk, and he has a bunch of money so he can afford the best lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sucks my dick.
Well, and it's kind of fucked up that the guy that, like, he called that diver a pedo guy, especially because, like, I was just reading an article about how his dad married and had a kid with his stepdaughter, who is not like Elon's sister. I guess it would be his stepsister, but like, he's probably got like a really sore spot about like inappropriate age relationships, and he just took out his like weird psychosexual like psychosis on this random dude, and it came all the way up to a court case, and then he won that court case. So imagine like how self-satisfied he must be sitting at home watching Rick and Morty, just like absolving himself of his like horrible Freudian dissonance.
Oh dude, it probably goes even deeper than that, because there's photos out there of Elon Musk with fucking Ghislaine Maxwell and Harvey Weinstein and just all of these famous pedophiles. Like if you know, he's on the flight logs, folks.
Oh yeah. Elon Musk is he's out there with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Cavorting in Israel.
Yeah, I'll say it. He's a pedophile. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll say it. You know what? He's a fucking pedophile.
He should be
shot into space like that car he sent up there.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't sue someone for calling you a pedophile, even if it's clear that you aren't.
Now that there's precedence that Elon Musk has created, we can call him a pedophile, and that's legal.
Especially when there's more reason to think that Elon Musk is than that this random diver in Thailand, where there's no reason to think he was.
Yeah. Especially because he was like, well, I'm in Thailand, so you must be a pedophile. Yeah. It's like, why is that the only thing you know about Thailand?
Yeah, you're a billionaire, so you definitely must be a pedophile.
Yeah, you 100%
Yeah, because he gets all of his information about the world from 4chan, because he's a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on that note, we're changing the name of this podcast from BB Bledis to Elon Musk is a pedophile. So that if you look for Elon Musk in Apple Podcasts,
it'll come up.
Hell right. Yeah.
Yep.
So thank you so much for listening to Elon Musk is a pedophile. The inaugural episode, but also the 68th episode. Let us know what we should do for the 69th episode of Elon Musk is a pedophile. But in the meantime, please go to our Patreon. If you'd like to hear more episodes of Elon Musk who's a pedophile, it's
patreon.com/bpbledis/ElonMuskIsAPedophile
please follow us on Twitter at Elon Musk is a pedophile the podcast.
That is
follow
available.
Us all, it's not. Follow Shit. Us all individually and hang out with us on Facebook in Mids Posting. Thank you for not being an asshole in there. It's been lovely. Yeah. And we will see you in the Discord.
Beep Stay on, y'all.
Beep on.
Elon Musk is a pedophile.
Elon Musk is a pedophile.
Definitely a pedophile.
Bye.